Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With Scaff?
With Scaff. Okay. I'm sorry. That's my bad.
That's all right.
We ready to rock and roll, boys? A little
Let's
football music maestro, please. And
football.
We'll get me in the mood.
Super, super, great, great American football Friday frenzy.
Before we get to...
Is that Dan Fisher?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Before we get to some football, I have a question for you about the Yankees, if I can mix that in.
Yes, my favorite team.
I'm being serious. Okay, when I ask this question...
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you feel and experience joy when you find out that they've lost a game like they did yesterday?
I didn't know how they lost.
And I don't mean how they lost.
Yeah.
I mean when you find out.
Yes.
Whether you're watching live.
Okay, yes. Oh, no, I do. I thought that I wasn't sure that's what you meant.
Nope. You pop on SportsCenter and a wave of joy comes over you.
The first thing I did in the morning when I woke up was watch the Sabre game. As soon as I was done doing that, I went on Twitter to see what happened in the football game last night and whether or not the Yankees lost. Yes, it brings me joy. I'm not
actual
a nice person. Like I was
positive
happy.
Feelings.
I was happy. It's funny. I saw a couple tweets that suggested Sabathia maybe had pitched well or something like that. And I thought, oh God, don't tell me they won. And then I saw the score. And yes, I had actual good feelings throughout my body knowing the Yankees were down 3-1 to the Astros in the ALCS.
All right.
That would have been my night. Nats, Yankees in the World Series? Are you kidding me? Anyway, go ahead.
You hate both teams?
I can't
equally?
Stand either team. No.
Wait
no.
a minute. Wasn't it 2 weeks ago you said you didn't hate the Nats?
I don't hate the Nats. I wouldn't root for them, but I don't. I mean, I can't stand the Yankees. I don't feel that way about the Nats. I hate the Phillies more than the Nats. Go Astros.
All right, fair enough. Well, this weekend, the Bills and Dolphins play. It's not a marquee matchup. There are a lot of really good matchups.
Yes, there are.
As we've mentioned earlier this week, you mentioned just a moment ago.
Five games worth a star next to them.
If I had to pick number one.
Yep, one game to watch, huh?
You're allowed to watch the Bills and one other game. Which one do you pick?
I actually would pick the Patriots and the Jets.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I was thinking just Sunday, though.
Oh, Sunday games. Okay, Indy, Oakland, Green Bay, Baltimore. Baltimore, Seattle.
Baltimore, Seattle is what I would do, too. Russell Wilson v. Lamar Jackson.
In Seattle.
Here's Wilson on Jackson.
I remember watching him in college. My brother lives in Louisville, so I remember watching him play there, too, as well, and just all the things he did there. He's just a tremendous athlete, tremendous quarterback, can throw it, can run it. He's fast as lightning, quick as can be. He's tough. So he's a great football player, one of the best in the league right now.
Wait, I might have a stat on Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
I was saving this. Lamar Jackson is on pace to carry it 184 times this season. Remember they talked in the preseason? He said he hates to run. He wants to pass. He's carried it 33 times the last two games. He's on pace for 184 carries this season. And they are designing runs for him. It's not all just, just deciding to run and scrambling. Designed runs. So He is doing a lot of the running stuff. But anyway, yes, I think that's the that's the game to watch. Two winning teams. For sure, one MVP candidate. Some people think Lamar Jackson should be in the mix. I think that's a very attractive game. Go Seahawks, by the way, and the whole who to root for. Obviously, you're going to take the NFC over the AFC. Go Seahawks.
The Browns have a bye this week, right? They have time to get ready for their next game, which is New England. And they need the break. John Dorsey on... whether or not the Browns are hitting the panic button, he says no. Obviously, they're not where they want to be. But, certainly some questions about how Baker Mayfield's played down the stretch. He leads the league in interceptions.
He's smart enough. He's not going to make the same mistake twice. So he's learning from that. But I like where he is. I like his competitiveness. I love everything about him. That hasn't changed for me one bit in terms of his competitiveness, his ability to throw the football and move his thing. What I really like is his teammates like him.
Hey, quick over-under for you. So you mentioned Mayfield's got 11 picks so far. I saw an over-under this week for 17.5 on his interceptions.
Over,
take the over, right?
Over.
I mean, even if he comes back and has a really strong year, it's only, 7 more picks in the rest of the season, and he does. He's going to throw the ball, so yeah, I thought that was kind of a low number. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Bills kind of have a bye in playing the Dolphins. San Francisco kind of has a bye. They play Washington, but Kyle Shanahan is giving a little bit of credit to those Washington Redskins.
I know they just won their first game, but they have some good players in there. I know they have some good coaches. They got a very tough D-line. They got some good corners. They got a good safety. They have some good O-linemen. You know, everyone knows what Adrian Peterson can do. Anytime you go against some good players and good coaches, it doesn't matter what your record is. I mean, that ball bounces the wrong way. You don't come in ready to play your best game. I mean, that will humble you and beat anyone in this league.
I like Kyle Shanahan a lot. I think he's a really good coach. He came from Washington by way of Atlanta. Wait, Atlanta by way of Washington? Whatever.
I think it was Washington, then Atlanta.
So he was in Washington for a while, worked on his dad's staff. Did you see the quote of the day? He was asked, what was the best part about working in Washington? Kyle Shanahan said, being able to work with my dad, be around some other good coaches. What was the worst part? Everything else.
They did not enjoy their time working for Daniel Snyder, apparently.
No.
And you know, we said, the Shanahan gets all the credit for offense, right? For, you know, for that. And he should. But, man, again, just watching their game against the Rams, the 49ers have put together a kick-butt defense. They are really good, and they are deep. And they rotate defensive linemen. They have so many answers on that side of the ball. I had no idea how good they were on defense. But they were tremendous in the game against the Rams. I mean, good luck trying to score, Washington. Take the Niners to remain on.
Take the Niners. Cardinals-Giants this weekend. Patrick Peterson makes his return for the Arizona Cardinals. He'd been out with a suspension. So Peterson's back. They'll play Daniel Jones and the Giants. Chargers and Titans, two teams that are 2-4. You lose, you're done, right? You're not coming back from 2-5, either one of these teams.
And their schedules, if you look at the Chargers' schedule after this game, they have Chicago, Green Bay, Oakland. Chargers going to a rough stretch with really good defensive, strong pass rush teams that should provide a lot of problems for the Chargers' offensive line. So I think either team loses, they should be dead and buried. You'd think. I would think for sure in the wild card race. The only thing that would help Chargers is if Mahomes is out long term and Kansas City just plummets because of that, and it opens up the division and gives them a chance to play better in the second half of the season.
Eagles Cowboys, another marquee matchup. That one is in Dallas. The Eagles are getting just shredded in the passing game, and we'll see if Carson Wentz can continue that. Is this the year that Jason Garrett finally gets fired?
He just seemed to survive a lot of rumored hot seat stuff. Yeah, if they keep losing, they've lost three straight, and things aren't going well, and there's some speculation in Dallas that the number of players don't care for Jason Garrett. Maybe he's losing the room. We shall see. That's a really big game for them. You know, if they lose this one now, it's a four-game losing streak. They're under 400, under 500, and they drop out of the division lead.
Texans-Colts, a big game in the AFC South.
That was one of the games that if you gave me more than one game to watch,
you'd
I would watch
about it.
I would watch that game. I'll tell you this. Mahomes is number one when he's playing. But the number two guy in terms of worth the price of admission to me is Deshaun Watson. And sadly, part of it is there's a little bit of watching a train wreck because you watch this guy try and avoid getting crushed and how he bounces up when he does get crushed. But he is a really entertaining quarterback. And that's a huge game, too, in that division and with wild card ramifications down the road from a Bills fans perspective. I think, what did we say? I'm trying to think. Who do you want to root for in that game? Are they both? Indy's 3-2, Houston's 4-2. What do you think? Houston?
Houston.
Let Houston take the division,
yep.
Get Indy a third loss.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, so go Texans.
Go Texans. Packers and Raiders, no Devontae Adams.
He's on your...
He was on my guillotine team.
Your ex-guillotine league.
And I think he got picked up and maybe was on the team that lost again. Maybe not. I'll have to check.
Players that cost two guillotine league teams the
same. Hey, your number one receiver, go ahead. Gotcha. You got a toe injury. Thanks. How you feeling, Devontae?
A million times better. I'm able to do, you know.
But I'm really happy for you. I'm really, you know, great.
A lot more movement in it, more range of motion. So, you know, that's the type of stuff that I need, and is, you know, it's a good sign for me to get back.
Wow. It's a good thing you're not bitter.
No.
It's nice to see you rooting for the guy.
It's not his fault. Baker Mayfield needed to pick him up and didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, you that didn't go well for you. But you just maybe one more touchdown pass. Something like that.
Rams hope to get back on track. Jared Goff had a miserable game in their last one against San Francisco, and things lighten up a little bit. The Rams have a chance to get healthy. You're playing the Falcons.
You know, when we're playing well, it's really fun to be with these guys and see that confidence and see that swag. And you know, we do need to fix some things in a lot of places, and you know, it starts with me on offense. But you know, we're getting there and getting back to it, and hopefully this is the week we get back on track.
Man, if that offense can't get back on track against Atlanta's defense, the warning bells will be ringing loudly if anybody does care about football in L.A., about what's happened to the Rams' offense. They should plaster Atlanta.
Yes, they should. San Francisco has made a bunch of teams look bad, right? The week after they make Mayfield and the Browns look bad, they make the Rams look bad.
They gave up, I think, maybe 10 points in the two games against the Browns and the Rams. San Francisco gave up 10 points.
I still think the Browns are fine. They had a bad game against the Titans. The Browns are 2-3, right? Or 2-4? Sorry,
I got the standings in front of me. They're 2-4.
Okay, they should be 3-3. And if they're 3-3 and their losses are to Seattle and San Francisco and...
Right.
Come on.
They lost to Tennessee on opening day.
Right. Oh, that's their third. Yeah. But they have four losses.
Oh, the fourth loss would have been...
Tennessee is their bad loss. Otherwise, they lost to two of the best teams in the NFC.
They played Baltimore.
They beat
yet?
Baltimore.
Okay. Who else did they lose to, Jeremy?
I'm going to pull it up right now. I just think that they're still a good team and are absolutely a threat to make the wild card.
Rams. They lost at home to the Rams.
Okay, Rams.
It was a night game.
Yeah, they lost.
Did they lose that game?
Three games to the NFC West, which is probably the best division in football.
Yeah, right. You might get a little argument from the NFC North, but the West with the top three is really good, and Arizona's improving.
Bills have, of course, the Dolphins. Quick thought on the Dolphins here. Rob in South Carolina writes in, I wish I was as confident as you guys about Miami. Sorry, I'm still scarred from the drought. Are we yet beyond the era of a Billsy loss? I want to push back on this idea that there are Billsy losses. I mean, I know we kind of joke about it. The reason they have those losses is because they weren't ever good. If they're good, they're good.
Yeah.
Like, we're... What's a Billsy loss? Where's a team in the last 15 years that was really good and lost a game it shouldn't have? Is it it's the Steeler game in the final week of the 2004 season?
Well,
you can't finish 7-9 and say, "Oh wow,
game after Green Bay, you beat Green Bay and you go out to Oakland and lose the next week."
Right.
But I don't know if that's necessarily
but you weren't that good.
They might not even have been favored in that game. I have no idea, quite honestly. But yeah, this is just, I'm not thinking at all this week about Billsy loss and all this other stuff. They are the better football team, clearly, in so many different ways. Don't worry so much. And forget the drought. Drought's over. I mean, stop living in the past and stop worrying about all that stuff. Just enjoy the day, for goodness sake.
Well, all right. I'm with you. Enjoy the day. It's going to be a nice day on Sunday. Three in a row.
Other games of note on Sunday. Again, easy who to root for stuff. Oakland's playing Green Bay. Root for the Packers. I mean, the Raiders are in the race. You know, they are 3-2. They are right behind the Bills in the standings. So root for Green Bay in that game. What else? Jets Patriots Monday night. Go Jets.
Jets.
Not really worried about the Jets getting back into the race, but you'd obviously want to get a loss for the New England Patriots.
Even if the Jets got back in the race. You play them again, and it's here.
And you got head-to-head already.
Yeah.
And
it's here, so take care of business in Week 17.
Yeah.
Your game against New England is there. You need them to lose at least once.
You're 3 up in the loss column. They're 0-3 in the AFC. You're 3-1. You've got head-to-head, so there's no question. Go Jets. Other games, New Orleans, Chicago in the late window. In the early window, other games include Minnesota, Detroit. We'll see how the Lions come back from the controversial loss to the Green Bay Packers. And Doug Marrone, without Jalen Ramsey, will go to Cincinnati and take on the winless 0-6 Cincinnati Bengals. That gets you ready for all of the action around the National Football League.
Jeff suggests the Bills he losses Jacksonville in New England. I mean, they're playing their backup quarterback, and that team finishes 7-9, you know?
Which loss?
When they lost to Jacksonville in New England.
You mean in London?
Right, in England. New England.
I was thinking, was there another snow game when they played in Detroit?
I mean,
they were playing. They weren't good. EJ Manuel.
They weren't a good team, and their backup quarterback played.
And they got screwed by the officials anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the backup quarterback gave what, three touchdowns to Jacksonville Anyway, so that's SCAF. We'll get a break in. We're scheduled to chat with Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the way as Football Friday continues. Let's give you a win cash code on our way to break. It is SALT. Text it right now to 72881, and maybe you win $1,000. Be a nice way to start the weekend with $1,000. And message and data rates may apply. You have until 10 o'clock. Text code word in. Again, SALT, S-A-L-T. Text that to 72881. It is the National Win Cash Contest. Good luck from WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, just to wrap up what we were talking about with the other games around the league, because you always do this, got me thinking about what are you getting on television. Well, you'll be busy at 1 o'clock. You got the Bills-Miami game. If for some reason you want to see what else is on, the Fox early game we are getting is Minnesota-Detroit. The 4 o'clock game is the game we talked about. Baltimore-Seattle is the Fox late game, the national game, which should be a whale of a football game. And then your Sunday night matchup is Philadelphia and Dallas, and then your Monday night matchup is the Patriots and the New York Jets. So that's your TV matchups for this weekend. But you'll be busy watching the Bills. Watching the Bills beat the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. Are you going to the game Sunday?
Yes.
Very nice.
I mean, definitely going to be there for at least the tailgate. And,
okay.
I mean, probably head in. Sometimes, you know, if it's nice enough out, you stay at the camper and just watch it on TV. Sometimes we have more people than there are tickets.
The weather's going to be gorgeous
Sunday.
Yeah,
so sometimes it'll – I've done that before where you go ahead and take the ticket. I'll hang here with –
okay.
The camper and the dog and a couple extra people, because we have enough people that will have 5 or 6 or 10, depending, stay back and watch the game because they're just kind of tailgating, hanging out.
It's nice. Well, actually, I'll tell you what. Save that thought, because it's time to chat with the head coach of the Bills, Sean McDermott, joining us right now.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Now here's Howard and Jeremy with Coach McDermott.
Brought to you by McCollum Christofferson Group. Unlock your financial future. Visit yourwealthadvisormcg.com. By GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. By Northwest Bank. Increasing the value of you. And by the Buffalo Store. West to New York's favorite place to shop.
Hey, Sean McDermott joining us on a Western Hotline. Good morning, Sean. It's Howard and Jeremy. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well, thank you. Before we get to football, so Ralph Kruger had a day off last Saturday. He and his wife went shopping and decided to take in a movie. What did you do for your bye week? Did you get to know your family again? Did you have a little family time?
Yeah, you know, that shopping and a movie sounds pretty good, at least the movie part for me. But we didn't we didn't get to a movie. We thought about it, but we had a chance to catch up as a family and for me to be a husband and a dad, which is great, get some things done around the house at the same time.
I know you gave the players a week off, and I'm sure getting that time off in football season can really re-energize people. What did you do, and what was the staff's plan? Did you also have your coaches get away for some time?
Well, we started off the week here making sure we did our due diligence and evaluated our team, both positives and some things we need to work on, and then we did get away. It was good, like I said, to kind of refresh and reset and spend some time just at home doing some things. We haven't had a day off since when training camp started, so it was good to get away a little bit.
Do you take a moment when you're thinking about not having any days off since training camp that now that you're back in it, no more days off until, I mean, who knows when? You know, you kind of go to an indefinite end here, hoping to make the playoffs and seeing how far things can go.
Yeah, that's real, Jeremy. That's the grind part of it, week to week, and that's where you really break it down and how we do it is staying focused internally on what we're doing and our process and just taking these games one week at a time.
Sean, when it comes to self-scouting, I was curious, as you think about your offense or look back on what you've seen from the offense in the first five games of the season, two-part question, where do you see, let's start with where you see the growth or improvement in your offense so far?
Well, I think we've been able to move the ball and then play well at critical moments of the game overall. And then, excuse me, and then, you know, where I think we have to continue to grow is the continuity piece, which leads to scoring points. Hopefully, that's one of the areas that that we need to continue to grow in is, you know, time on task together. We're a little bit defensively ahead of where we are offensively, just from the continuity piece, which again leads to execution and understanding and playing fast and playing productive football. So we'll continue to build it offensively and special teams and in the hopes of continuing to score points.
What's that, the continuity and being able to get to that point, like as you said, where you are on defense, is that how is it? I was going to say, is it frustrating? What's the process like? Is it incremental improvement on a game-by-game basis? Is it slow? Is it fast? What's it like as you try and develop that from the offensive side of the football?
Yeah, I think the key word there is understanding. For me, even right from a leadership standpoint, from a head coach standpoint, is understanding that we've got to continue to build a good, strong foundation the right way. On both of those phases, offensively and special teams, and in order to get to where we're trying to get to this year, next year, and the year after, you know, as we continue to grow and try and play better each week, not only on offensively, offense and special teams, but also as an overall team, defense included here. So that's the goal every year is to get stronger by the game, and as the season grows and wears on, that your team continues to evolve from one game to the next.
I feel like with defense, if you sat down and started to pop the tapes and be like, yep, we're good, but I'm going to guess you didn't do that. So your defense is playing at a very high level, but coaches are perfectionists. Are there areas that you and Leslie Frazier have talked about with the guys on that side of the ball to say, hey, you know what, you can do this better?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we look at it and we try and find things, and there's plenty out there. There's plenty of things we need to continue to work on, and starting with fundamentals, starting with our operation defensively, and then the vision for where we're trying to go as a defense. How do we take, we're always looking at how we can take another step, how we can find 6 more inches within each play for each one of our players, and then making sure we're putting the players in the right position. And so we've done good things defensively. We're off to a good start. Like I said before, it's important that we continue to evolve.
We had Lorenzo Alexander on the show yesterday, Sean, and we were talking to him about Tremaine Edmonds, because Lorenzo was on with us at camp. And even back then, he was just raving about how much better Edmonds looks, you could tell, and what he's going to do in year two. And he brought up how quickly he's playing, the command of the huddle, some of the communication he's able to get done really quickly as opposed to a year ago. I may have just answered your question, actually, the question to you. But what are some of the things you are seeing, and do you think Edmonds has made noticeable strides just from year one to year two?
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, you said the right answer.
Sorry about that. I should have just shut up and asked the question.
That's all right. We can do this the whole time if you'd like.
No. I said that.
No,
so what's he better at, Sean?
No, he's better, Howard. He's better at, you know, with the command of the huddle, playing faster. And really, I thought the last probably 2 weeks, I've seen the light come on even more for Tremaine, starting with the Patriots game and then again at Tennessee, where he seems to be playing faster, recognizing things quicker, and then starting to really show his true personality, which he's a reserved young man to begin with, and so it's nice to see that he's getting comfortable to the point that he's really starting to show what only a few people have seen.
I'm curious, because you look at this defense, and there isn't really like one guy, like you would say, is really the linchpin. You're getting contributions across the board. The defenses that you've been around in your pro career, Carolina, Philadelphia, the better defenses that you've been around, has that typically been the case, or had there been a Luke Kuechly? Had there been like a stud player or two that was really a linchpin of that unit?
Well, I think it's, listen, we've had good players, and that's where it has to start, right? I'm a lot better coach with good players than I am without. And so that's number one. Any coach that suggests otherwise is not being honest or straightforward. So, I mean, having said that, I believe it's what you do with what you've got. That's what coaches do. Whether you've got a talented team, how much better do you make them, or you have a team that's not as talented as need be, and you make them better. And that's what, to me, that's what a good coach does. That's what a good teacher does. And he sets a vision and then has a plan to help the team, in this case the defense, accomplish that vision. So that's what we do as coaches, and that's what we do as as mentors.
We're with Bills head coach Sean McDermott, Western Hotline. It looks like you're going to get a couple guys back on offense on Sunday. Let's start with Devin Singletary. Is it trending in the direction of him playing? Let's start there.
It is at this point. You know, I'll know a little bit more today after practice. You know, again, with the nature of the injury, with hamstring injuries, it's usually day-to-day or rep-to-rep, so we'll see how he looks today.
In the limited time you saw him in the first almost two games, what did you see from Singletary? What do you think he can bring back to your offense if he does return to the lineup on Sunday?
Yeah, he brings just a little bit of a different skill set to the table than, say, what Frank does or what TJ does or Sonoris now, so which is good. And, you know, what he brings is the ability in the run in the pass game. Not that the other guys don't. He's a young player that's going to continue to grow and get better. He's a great respect for the game and his teammates in terms of earning things and wanting to go about his business the right way. And I think you saw some of that just by the way he plays and the way he plays or he handles himself in between plays. So, you know, I was impressed by the way he handled the injury. He stayed around all bye week, had a chance to go home, and decided to stay to get himself more right to hopefully go this week to help us out.
The other guy would be Tyler Kroft. At this point, does it look like he'll be able to play and make his Bills debut on Sunday?
Yeah, again, same situation as Devin. Both were out a considerable amount of time, so we're taking a cautious approach at this point and getting him integrated back into what we're doing and how we're doing it. And we'll take today and take another look and see what he can give us possibly Sunday.
When he plays, whether it's this Sunday or whenever he does play, when you look at his skill set, Sean, what do you think that will add to your offense?
Well, Howard, I think he's a good football player, right? He's extremely tough. You know, he wants it. He puts in the time during the week. Even to watch him in the training room for the amount of time he was in the training room, the hard part about that is when you're in the training room, you're a little bit separate from the team, and there's an emotional and mental piece to that of overcoming that kind of just off on your own deal. And so he's done a tremendous job of remaining mentally tough and focused on the goal.
Is there when it comes to Josh Allen, in terms of chemistry, what about that? I mean, he's been practicing with Tyler Kroft, not much because he got hurt when he first got here, but in recent weeks he's had a chance to practice with him. Is there still a growing portion or whatever, growing stage that Josh would have to go through when Kroft does play?
Yeah, exactly, Howard. You're right. That's the continuity piece. That's where that comes in of execution and executing at a high level where – when you haven't been around each other for more than X amount of months, or in this case, basically a couple weeks with Tyler, that you're able to, you know, continue to grow and build a good foundation, and then you can go out there and execute at a high level. So the more time that these guys have with each other, the better. We have had some injuries, and in this case with Tyler, some of the other players, and so it's just time on task, and that'll, I'm confident we'll continue to grow the more time we have around one another.
Before I let you go, one of the other guys I know fans would want me to ask about is Duke Williams. Fans were excited to see him play, get into the lineup. He had a touchdown catch, handful of catches, got a lot of snaps. So what role do you envision Duke playing in your offense going forward through the rest of the season?
Yeah, that remains to be seen. He had one game and one good game, and there's some other pieces of the game within that game, though, that he needs to improve on. And he's a young player that needs to continue to take it one week at a time, one game at a time. And he also has to understand that the more he plays, the more film is going to be out there on him. And so people will have a more of an awareness in terms of how to defend him, how to attack him. And so that's where the evolution of a player, an individual player, comes into play. And I'm confident that Duke will continue to grow, and we love his toughness. We love his personality in terms of what he brings, kind of the energy, that dog, if you will, to our football team.
Seems like everybody loves him. after that game and after that touchdown, he had so many guys in the locker room talking about him and that, just that moment for him, how, you know, the road that he's taken.
Yeah, it was special. Special to see, again, referring to his journey, Jeremy, that a lot of people, some people know his story and some people probably don't, but just incredible odds that he's been able to overcome through his life and adversity, and I'm sure he's learned a lot from it, and he shared some of that with the team a few months ago, and I think that really endeared himself to his teammates by opening up, being vulnerable, and being real, quite honestly.
And the last guy I want to ask you about, I know he missed a couple games with injuries, but what's happened to Robert Foster in this offense? Three targets, no catches in the time that he's been out there.
Yeah, I mean, again, another young player that had some success last year. He had a journey on his own just within one season last year where he started off on a little lower on the ladder, if you will, and then he climbed, and that was really his own doing. And so right now, you know, he's been hurt a little bit, and we'll see what he's able to do this week. He's had a good week of practice, and so we're hoping he's on the climb back to where he was last year and really exceeding what he did last year. And that's you know, that's up to Robert in terms of taking ownership of that and responsibility and then continuing to do what he can do for us on and off the field.
Is he doing the work that needs to be done? I know last year there were a couple guys you thought, you know, maybe they were new to the NFL setting and it was kind of a wake-up call. Is he putting in the effort that needs to be put in?
Yeah, and that's what these young guys do. They, you know, every year it's a little bit different, just like I mentioned with Duke. And that's where, as young players, you have to understand that sometimes early success doesn't mean necessarily mean long-term success and real success. So for him, it's, hey, how do I continue to grow? How do I continue to evolve and continue to be a professional on and off the field so that as the team grows, I grow with it.
Well, as always, Sean, we appreciate you giving us some time on the show, and good luck on Sunday against the Dolphins.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
That is Sean McDermott, Bills head coach, joining us from the stadium and on our Western Hotline. And Sean with us every Football Friday, his segment brought to you by McCollum Christofferson Group. Unlock your financial future. Visit your wealth advisor, mcg.com. By GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more in car insurance. By Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. And by the Buffalo Store, Western New York's favorite place to shop. Hey, by the way, maybe you joined in progress in the Sean McDermott interview. Do you know what you can do? You can rewind on our radio.com app right now. Did you know we could do
that? I did know that.
So if you ever like start listening to an interview and you get pulled away and you can't listen to it, or you join it in progress, you go, man, I'd love to hear the rest of that. All you need to do is, well, if you don't have our app, download the radio.com app today and just rewind. Use our new, even I could figure it out, almost, rewind feature on the radio.com app so you're taken care of. You can go back 24 hours and go back and listen to anything right at that spot.
So there's no confusion over what we say. Like, if you think, ready for, I'm going to put your brain in a pretzel. If you think 5 minutes from now that I just predicted the Bills to win the AFC, I didn't. But Travis Yost just retweeted something from the Bills. That Trey White video?
I predicted 5 minutes from now.
Yeah, hold on. You'll see. I'm gonna Inception / Momentum.
Oh, that movie really confused me. I had to have Jonathan explain it to me.
Man.
I still don't understand it. I don't even try. Go ahead.
You should see Looper while you're at it. Great movie.
That's like time travel thing, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's a totally new. It's totally different.
Inception
take.
Really. Inception's thoroughly confused tremendous. By it. Okay.
Looper might be the most underrated movie
really
ever.
See, I saw the trailers in the theater, and I thought,
interest in seeing it after seeing the trailers, and my buddy one day, well, let's go see that movie. Yeah, sure, I got nothing going on. Oh, okay. It's tremendous.
All right, I'll find it.
There's another one called Primer, I think. I like time travel stuff.
I love time travel stuff. I think it's fantastic.
Bends your brain.
Yes.
So anyway,
Travis,
you want to know what's really weird?
Now in 4 minutes,
now
you're
really going to put your brain in a pretzel.
This
was only going to take a minute to talk about, but then we got off on this tangent. So now it actually is going to be the 5 minutes, and we'll have to wonder, was that the plan all along?
Sorry. I'm really sorry.
So Travis Yost retweeted the Bills' Trey White feature, where Trey White's going through the locker room asking teammates about the rules of hockey.
Yeah.
About offside and icing and all that. You know, what's icing? And Ed Oliver said, it goes on a cake. You know, it's funny. So Travis said, this video is great. It's a good look into the locker room of the 2019-20 AFC champions for those that are interested. And, you know, he's like making a little joke there, kind of. And as I read that, it flashed in my brain for that second. Wow, what would it be like for the Bills to be in New England playing for the AFC Championship and it's close late? And I'm going, you ever do this where you can just daydream about an entire world and it takes 1 second and you see the whole thing happen? And what would we go to the Super Bowl? Where would we watch? I'm already thinking, where would we watch that game? Home? Out? Bar? At the stadium? At the arena? All these things are in my brain. Immediately upon him just suggesting that they might win the AFC, which, again, it's week six, and they've yet to beat anybody that's really any good. But whatever.
Hmm.
I was thinking about it. So that brings us to this moment where, wait, did you just say they're going to win the AFC? hit rewind on the radio.com rewind, go back, and listen to that segment that's going to put your brain in a pretzel again and again.
Well, I just heard it live. I mean, I was here for it.
But if someone was missed maybe, it.
We could play it back in the next segment.
Perfect.
Where is the Super Bowl? Miami this year? Or where is it? I keep forgetting. I never.
Yes, it's Miami.
All right. I'll block out a week in February to leave my schedule open.
We've got a funny tweet here. It says, the best part of the Rewind feature is your two mugs are on the screen. Yeah, there are pictures of us on the app now.
Yeah, the old pictures.
It is an old picture.
Yeah.
One thing that happened, over the past couple weeks, you know, with what we announced about the loss of our children, we got a lot of coverage, charity, a lot of cool stuff. Another little, if I can make light of a little bit of it, everybody in the media has file photos of me that are pretty rough.
Those are from a few years ago.
I would see
ago.
The article and think, oh, that's really nice. Oh, boy, that picture. Oh, that's tough. That's a tough one. So, like, all the file photos. There's one of me that's in mid-sentence, and you're just making a face, and it's on the Channel 2 website, thinking, oh, wow, I must have appeared on Channel 2 when they did a... So, anyway, I appreciate everybody that that took part and helped us raise awareness and did all that, and I laughed at myself because the file photos were terrible.
And a quick public service announcement before we go to break. If you are going out there Sunday, if you see Jeremy at the game, feel free to make jokes, talk to him, talk about the football game. Just be normal.
Just act normal.
Go on about your daily life.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right.
We'll wrap up the show in a moment. Instigators, top of the hour, WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, you'll find this hard to believe, but we're really late to the break. The show's really late. We've got to get our decisions coming up next. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday at 6. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.